USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he looks forward to defending himself in a Senate trial.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president making those remarks when meeting at the Oval Office with the president of Guatemala. The president also called the push for impeachment a hoax. A massive defense spending bill is awaiting President Trump's signature. The Senate overwhelmingly approved the National Defense Authorization Act with an 86-8 vote on Tuesday. The $738 billion bill includes a pay raise for troops, 12 weeks of paid parental leave for federal employees, and creates President Trump's coveted Space Force. The president has indicated he'll sign the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
The latest report on America's manufacturing sector is out. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. manufacturing exceeding expectations for the month of November, according to the Federal Reserve, which says production rose by 1.1% last month. The Fed measures the industrial sector by looking at manufacturing, mining, and electric and gas utilities. The increase comes as the United Auto Workers Union reached a four-year contract with General Motors, ending a six-week strike composed of nearly 46,000 workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford is announcing plans to create 3,000 jobs in Michigan. The automaker says most of them, about 2,700, will be in Wayne and the remaining in Dearborn. The company reached a deal with the UAW to invest $6 billion and add around 8,500 jobs this year in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the economy continues to hum along with seemingly record highs on the stock market set every day, one of the things people are wondering, though, is when or if there will be a recession. Peter Marisi, professor of business at the Smith School of Business, tells Fox News,
well, we're going to have a recession sooner or later. I mean, the notion that we are having a recession-free environment is silly. But in reality, we have recessions when people make mistakes in government policy. The trade tariffs with China were not a mistake. They're only polemically used by those liberal economists to basically trash the president. Mm-hmm. They hurt China. They brought China to the negotiating table. And now we have to see the substance of the deal. The tariffs on Mexico hurt Mexico. They didn't hurt the United States. They brought Mexico to the negotiating table, and now we're getting a better deal. The reality is his policies do work. We've had a shift. Basically, the Bush-Obama years were years of appeasement. We basically let people do whatever they wanted to us, and the American economy suffered. You know, these days, if you're a farmer in Wisconsin, if you lost your job because of the trade war and all that, it's not that hard to find another job. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, has verified that.
The Mega Millions jackpot has soared to over $372 million. The drawing is set for tonight, and if someone wins Tuesday's jackpot, it would be the 14th largest prize in the history of the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.